Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity for speaking here this morning. I will be presenting in English, my native language, but as I didn't go to one of the better schools in England, you might still be better listening to the UN translator, whose English is probably better than mine. Andrew yesterday covered the overall UK corporate reporting framework, and Tom has just given you the company perspective on this form of reporting in the UK. Today I will be covering the roles and responsibilities of the external auditor, so that's the auditor that's appointed by statute by the company, which is separate from any voluntary assurance that a company may commission. The first point to note is that an external auditor's opinion in the UK is on the annual report as a whole, not just its financial statements, as it is in some jurisdictions. But the element of that opinion that applies to the financial statements is reasonable assurance over accounts prepared in accordance with international financial reporting standards that you're probably familiar with. The obligations that the auditor has in respect of the rest of the information in the annual report, including some of the disclosures that we've been discussing today, is summed up, as you'll see on the top of my slide there, comes from a number of sources. It comes from statute, the Companies Act, it comes from UK auditing standards, and it comes from the expectations set by the audit regulator. So what are our obligations on this other information? It's captured in those boxes towards the bottom of the slide, which is essentially to report by exception if such information is inconsistent with the financial statements, has not been prepared in accordance with applicable legal requirements, is materially inconsistent with knowledge obtained during the financial statement audit, or otherwise appears to be materially misstated. So these are forms of negative assurance. So what does this mean in practice? Really, for some disclosures that are derived from information in the financial statements, we'll be checking and recomputating any such data to make sure it's consistent with the financial information we've audited. Or if, for example, it's disclosures the company has made around its business model, strategy, risks, or KPIs, again, we'll be checking for consistency with knowledge we've obtained during the external audit of the financial statements. We'll be obtaining supporting documentation for key performance indicators. And for example, if the company is using what are called non-GAAP or alternative performance measures, we'll be checking for compliance with things like the ESMA guidance on those disclosures. There is also a concept in reporting for UK companies captured in the UK governance code called fair, balanced and understandable, and we'll be challenging the board and management on the presentation of the information and its compliance with this concept. For example, by reading board minutes and our understanding of strategic issues for the company. But on the right-hand side of the slide, I've captured really what this does not cover, where our obligations do not extend as the statutory auditor. We're not looking at the controls that the company has underlying some of these KPIs we've been discussing today. We're not testing that underlying documentation to source and challenging whether it is creating numbers that follow the defined guidance. And we're not obliged to obtain documentation for other figures and data that are presented that are not the key performance indicators. So how might the obligations of the statutory auditor in the UK evolve in the near future? Some of you may be aware that the audit profession in the UK is being subject to challenge and its role is being challenged. And one of the areas being looked at is whether the scope of the external audit should be extended. And I've captured on this slide here some of the dimensions that are being challenged. So How do we define materiality for the disclosures beyond the financial statements? Should any additional obligation on the auditor, should it be mandatory, or should it just be left to the board to voluntarily commission assurance? Would it be all non-financial reporting? And would it just be information in the annual report, or would it be other disclosures that the companies make? Would we be looking at the underlying processes and reporting on those, or would we just be opining on the metrics? And also, is this something that you would mandate for the same auditor as the financial statements, or would you be looking to other assurance providers to give that assurance? And for example, for Tom's company, when they voluntarily commission assurance on this data, it is actually a separate provider of assurance to their statutory auditor. So that gives you a quick overview of the landscape for the statutory external auditor in the UK and how that might evolve as we go forward. At this point, I'll hand over to Sora to give an investor perspective on the use of this data in the UK.
Thank you very much, and apologize for this delay. Good morning.